from Tightline Outdoors, Nate Zielinski. Good morning, Nate, and I guess I already wished you a happy birthday. It was a couple days ago, so.
I appreciate it, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing well. You know, you're going to catch up to me pretty soon. You keep having birthdays.
Holy cow, right? It's starting to count up and add up, that's for sure.
Well, especially since I quit counting mine.
Yeah. as of next year, I'm at the quick count mine, that's for sure.
All right. Hey, my friend, earlier in the show, I was talking that we've had some... I get really torn this time of the year because when it's 65 degrees, I'm out on my patio with the steak on the grill, and it's hard for me to say I don't like that. But then when it gets seasonal like this and the night gets cold, I start getting excited about forming ice and this weather that changes, and it's going to keep getting cooler and cooler, moves the animals and the fish around. It's a great time of the year.
It is, sir. You know, and it's one of those things that I really do embrace the nice weather. For all that it can offer, you know what I mean? So on the fishing side of things, obviously a lot of our mountain lakes are closed to boating, but you can still shore fish, wade, float tube, and then obviously the walleye bite on the Front Range, bass bite is just phenomenal. And these nice days do nothing but really help that bite out. So, you know, on the fishing front, things are great. On the hunting side, you're not getting the migrations necessarily that you want. We don't have the snow that a lot of hunters want to find the animals, track the animals. But if you look at the greater good, so, you know, I look at it as, hey, I can access other areas that I normally couldn't. So, you know, we wrapped up our third rifle yesterday. We're going into our fourth rifle combined hunt for elk and deer coming up on Wednesday. And I'm looking at it as a fact of, hey, even though we don't have snow, it's cool because places where I normally would be snowshoeing or taking snowmobiles in to hunt, I can now take a truck to. So even though it might not be the conditions that some people are looking for, I'm trying to embrace it for what it is. Now, I will say that as we approach December 1st, once the big game hunting for the most part is done, once we put the way of the boats in the Front Range, then I am absolutely starting to want the cold simply because I want the ice. So while I have other things to chase, I'm fine having the nicer weather. But boy, come December 1st, once everything kind of starts shutting down, it is time for that ice. But I do think it's fast approaching. Even though you keep hearing people talking about nice weather, you know, you're up at South Park and you're looking at night, you're single digits, even if not negative. So even though it might seem unseasonably warm, it's cold out, and the nights are cold, and ice is fast approaching. So I think everything is in good swing, but right now we're putting a major focus on the fourth rifle hunt and absolutely having some awesome days catching walleyes and bass down here on the Front Range.
So a lot of that Front Range from a boat, you're going to be good till probably end of the month. I think probably next week that the boat ramps will start to close. Is that right?
Yep, we're open until December 1st. So Chatfield, Cherry Creek, Boyd, all that's December 1st. And then after that, it'll be pretty much down to Pueblo from that point on. But right now, while we can get our boats out, you know, for another 10 days, the bite is on. And honestly, Terry, it is good for everything, which there's times where we have decent bites for everything, but right now it is absolutely awesome for everything. So Chatfield, Cherry Creek, those are the ones we're hitting the most. Within those two bodies of water, there's a night bite at both fisheries. And honestly, there's multiple options for that night bite. So you can go out and you can stick to your jerk baits, your long minnow style bait. We're upsizing them. We're fishing them slightly bigger than normal. But with that, you can cast steeper shorelines. For example, the dam faces. The dam faces are on right now. So you can cast the dams. You can cast deep walls, and you're going to catch a lot of walleyes, and that's low light and all night long. If you'd rather troll, we're trolling shallow flats, so you can kick out the planer boards, you can long line, and you can troll. So whether you're looking to cast or troll, both of those options are available right now, which a lot of times those two don't necessarily go hand in hand. A lot of times you're either forced to cast or troll, but right now they are both flat out going, so we're excited about that. Then the daytime bite, we have got a shallow water jig bite, so fairly shallow water. I would say you're fishing in 8 foot to maybe 12 foot of water. You can cast jigging spoons, you can cast blade baits, you can cast jigging wraps, and those walleyes are going during the day. Then we also have a deep water jigging bite, and that bite is going extremely strong. That deep water bite, The shallow side of the deep bite's about 18 foot. The deepest walleye I caught the other day was in 35 feet. So we have bites all over the place in a vertical jigging presence there. So whatever your style or suit of fishing is, we have a great bite going right now. And that's in both Chatfield and Cherry Creek for the walleyes. And then the bass are also pretty going very strong. They are just now in transition from shallow to deep. So we just now watch those fish come out of, you know, the dam face, out of that shallower water. They're starting to activate on the deep water shad, and we saw them slide out. So they're on deep roadbed, deep humps, and we're catching those bass on top of the structure as well as on the side. As opposed to the walleye, we almost always catch on top of the structure. Those bass, you get them right on those angled pitches and sides of those slopes, and that bite's very good. And I will say, Terry, you know, everybody knows that tight line Matt Inslee is more of our bass angler. I don't do a ton of bass fishing until now. This is the time of year where I actually do really enjoy the big smallmouth, simply for the fact that this time of year we catch some big fish. So this is the one time of year where we get a lot of separation from those little bucks and those little, you know, smaller bass up to all your larger bass. So you can have really good averages right now of those like 14 to 18 inch bass, which catch a you have a good option at a lot of them. So it's pretty phenomenal. So a lot of great fishing right now.
You know, another, and you're right, the second, one of the two best times for big fish of all species really are spring and fall, when the big fish are more accessible. They get a lot harder to catch other times of the year, and you really have to do a lot more hunting and do things different. But, you know, if you're catching fish, you'll probably have a better chance at a big one this time of the year. One thing you didn't talk about, and I think a lot of people look forward to for this time of the year, when you're casting or trolling shallow with jerk baits and crankbaits and spoons, there's a lot of big holdover trout in Colorado, and I mean big trout. Now, there's going to be a lot of shore accessible stock trout and a few big ones. For people who want to just go out and catch fish, those smaller trout are going to be close to shore. It's going to be a great, but how about the big trout? When you're throwing those jerk baits or trolling, are you picking up a lot of big trout?
We are. I'm not seeing as much on the casting bite and that, you know, cast up in that shallow water on that dam face, but the night bite on those flats. Those big mud flats hold that warmer water. There's shad moving on it, and we are definitely seeing both big rainbows and big browns on the flats at night. So we're trolling those stick baits. We are seeing quite a bit on that. And honestly, Terry, more so than anything, we talked about jigging shallow and jigging deep. When we're throwing particularly the blade bait in the shallow water, that 8 to 12 foot, pitch that blade up onto that shallow structure like the gravel pits at Chatfield, working those blades back, and that's really where we're seeing a lot more of those real big trout, is on the blade bait in that type experience. So that's definitely been phenomenal. And you're, like you said, I mean, people don't realize it, but like a Chatfield in particular, you know, if you saw a brown or a rainbow in that 28 to 30 inch mark, it's not like it's a freakish fish. It's one of those things that there is a population of those fish. We just don't necessarily see them that much, but it's spring and fall reaction, bigger style bait presentations that really produce those bigger fish. So there is definitely a great bite and opportunity for some of those bigger trout right now, for sure.
One last topic I really want to hit with you, and we have a little over a week or whatever, a week before the boat landings close. If you are going to ice fish on Cherry Creek, Chatfield, Aurora, Boyd, Horsetooth, you need to get, well, you can't Horsetooth, ice fish, Horsetooth, but you need to get out on those lakes with your boat and start marking GPS fish movements and spots.
Absolutely, Terry. I think with that said, the concept that I think about right now is, number one, you are the king of talking about it, but spot-on-spot structure fishing. So everybody goes, oh, I'm going to fish the roadbed, and they know where the roadbed's at, but when you're on the ice, I literally want it to where when I drill my hole, one hole is, say, on top of the roadbed or on top of that structure, say it's 16 feet. I want it to where if I drilled another hole 2.5 feet away, I am falling off the edge. Being what we call spot on spot, where you are flawless with your presentation, that's what it takes to catch more and bigger fish through the ice. So it's not just saying, oh, I know where the road's at. It is knowing precisely where it's at and trying to get away with, you know, drilling one hole or two holes versus taking 20 holes and making a bunch of noise to find that spot on spot. So really, right now on the boat, I'm driving around. If I have a big sunken flat, I'm finding the edge that I want. I'm finding a little point on that edge. I am finding what we call the spot on spot, the very precise details of exactly where I want to sit, because having that flawless spot on the ice is what it takes to catch a lot more fish and bigger fish. You know, if you're on that road and you're sitting on the center of the road, because that road's 22 feet wide, you're not going to catch the same fish as the person that's sitting on that outer 1 foot edge right before it falls off. That's what it takes. The other big thing that I think about is, what do I have on the ice that I don't have on my boat? So, you know, if I'm marking coordinates on my big graph of my boat, but I don't know how to transfer those, go out on your boat and get an app on your phone. I mean, you can do just through your maps. You can use your hunting app like Onyx. You can use some Google software, but whatever it is, think about what you're going to have with you on the ice. Is that a handheld GPS? Is it your phone? Are you going to transfer a graph? But when you're on your boat, take that device with you. Save the coordinates on the device that you're actually going to use. So that way, when you walk on the ice, you're familiar with it. You're not trying to say, oh, well, my boat, I know I marked here, but how do I get that coordinate over here? So think about exactly what you're going to do on the ice and mark those spots now, because it is so easy to do on your boat versus walking around on that hard water.
My friend, we're out of time, but I know if you've got a lot of ice fishing events coming up, we're going to talk more ice fishing. How do people get a hold of you?
Absolutely. You can just watch our Facebook page, watch our website. I'm actually right now traveling on a whitetail hunt, so I am out of town hanging out with some very exclusive anglers. We're excited about that. I'm hanging out with the Blosser brothers. So we're out here hunting now. But then next weekend we have the St. Paul Ice Show, or excuse me, 2 weekends of St. Paul Ice Show. But a lot of stuff going on, so stay tuned for events and updates from the St. Paul Ice Show, as well as our tickets are on sale for Ice Addiction. So they went on sale last Monday. So again, with Ice Addiction, the sooner you purchase the ticket, the sooner you get on the ice at the event. So it's kind of our new ticket style. So we encourage everybody, if you're going to come to Ice Addiction, jump to tightlineoutdoors.com, click on Ice Addiction, purchase your ticket, because, again, the sooner you grab the ticket, the sooner you will get on the ice at the day of the event. So, again, everything is hubbed at tightlineoutdoors.com.
All right. We will talk to you next week, my friend.
Talk to you soon.